Today's my, I have yahrzeit for my father, Zichron Livracha. I'm very honored that Rybelsky is here. I wasn't expecting it. This is the 45th yahrzeit. So, Lizichro, Chaim Yitzchak, Ben Rav Shlomo Yosef, I'm going to say a shtickle Torah about gelatin. As you know, the issue of gelatin, which we deal with all the time in Kasher's agency here, is a matter of some dispute. Chaim Oizer, in his Chuvis, was making about the gelatin. He considered gelatin to be nishtana, and therefore that the Issa goes off. He also said that since it's eaten with other things, it's not roi l'achila, even though you're eating it, it's not achshavei, because you're eating b'tarovis. And many people held like Reb Chaim Oizer. I mean, the question is exactly all the facts in terms of the production, whether they're exactly accurate. But and as we know, in Israel, the elite chocolate had, which many of the products had OU, but they didn't have, the gelatin ones didn't. They were under the local Rav, was a big time at Talmud Chacham, but I guess he was relying on Reb Chaim Oizer's Heta. And that was the position of the Rabbanut, at least the Rabbanut there in was it Ramat Gan, I think?
Ramat Gan,
Shpuzai. Rav Shpuzai, right. With a very, very old Rav. He was into his 90s when he was still the Rav of Elite. But the one who asked was Rav Aaron, and in the tshuva that's now printed in the Mishnah's Rav Aaron, the issue came up about Bartons, because Stephen Klein was a big supporter of Lakewood, and he wanted to make marshmallows with regular gelatin, and he asked Rav Aaron about it, and his brother-in-law, who was the Rav Amachshu, Rav Kornman, Zichron Livracha, and Rav Aaron was an oyser. So I wanted to go through a little bit about Rav Aaron's tshuva, why he asked it, and that became, at least in the United States, the normative position, to ask the gelatin. So Rav Aaron in his tshuva says, basically this is the svara that he has, that gelatin is made from the hides or the bones of non-kosher, let's say nevelis, not geshochten animals, and the Rambam's lashon is when he speaks about atzomus and nevela ha'ochel min nevela u'tveifa or mi behemach v'chay hatmeim min ha'or min ha'tzomus u'min ha'tzomus u'min ha'gidu min ha'karnayim v'chulu min ha'shilya shalhem af api shu'osu ha'rei zeh potter So the Rambam says that the reason that you're not chayiv on the atzamas and so on and the gidim is because it's shalok derech, it's ein roi lachil, it's shalok derech achila. So Rav Aaron argues that if that's the Rambam holds its mutter because it's shalok derech achila, if indeed you would make it later on roi lachila, so then it'll be yasa. And that's what gelatin is. Even if it's a chatzir, it's not roi l'achila. So then it's chazav neyur and it becomes asa. And the sheet of the Ram is based on a Torah's koinim in Shmini, that the psorim lo sochelu v'lo min hatzomis v'lo min gidim v'lo min hatlafayim shalahem. So the first question, which Rabban deals with himself, is, I mean, if it's because it's simply shalok derech achila, it's not roi l'achila, so you don't need exeris akosav, that's aloch and kol Torah kula. So Baron says that, to answer that, he says, because we would have thought, if not for the exeris akosav, we would think it's like yid hanosha, that you chai for the gid, even though ain't beginning with nois and tam, it's just eitz ba'alma, and still Yechai, because Bechach Osra Torah, so therefore the Torah would have passed the whole Behemah's Nevela, and therefore you would have been Chayiv even for the Atzomas. So that's why we had the Xeris HaKosim, Mibsoram, to tell me that you're only Chayiv for the Bosa, which is Roy L'Achila. But if it's not Roy L'Achila, it's not included. Because that's a general Lachish Lokedarach Achila. But if it'll become Roy L'Achila again, so then it'll be awesome. Or if he says, for example, if Rabban says if the atzamos of the gidim will become shaloka derech achila because afterwards they were nisrach, so So then it would be Pakad Hashem Nevela from that. But I'll just at some, that's only because the Shloka Derech Achila. Now, in terms of this issue itself, whether Atzamas, Nevela, are they simply, because the Torah Asid, like the Torah Skam seems to say that the Torah only Asid Psao Nevela, and it's only the Basa that's Asa, so that Atzamas are B'chal, not in the Isa Nevela, or the Atzamas are included just at Shalok Deo Chachila. So, Toysis in Psachim and Dav Chaf Beis has a discussion about why Dam, where the dam is bechlal v'is nevela, and Tosis holds that dam is not bechlal v'is nevela. So Tosis is bother, why in Beshami, why tam dam is metame? So he says it's a separate aloch. It must be a separate gzeres hakosov, but it's not because it's not included in the v'is nevela. So l'chori you see from Tosis, not at least not like the Rambam, that because dam according to Tosis is excluded from the nevela. If the aloch would have been that everything is nevela, just a shalok derech achila, which is Rav Baum claims the Ram Shita is, so then offhand Dam should have been Chayiv. Tosis doesn't have a problem because Dam is Nevela. You see that Tosis holds that the Atzamas offhand are not included in the Eastern Nevela at all. So coin to Tosis would be a Mokka if it were to take from the Atzamas and so on to make a Nevela that was never an Eastern Nevela Chalan because it's not the Bosa. Right, but Rav Baum, he doesn't cite the Tosis, but the Rav Baum is working with the Shita Sarambam. In terms of Rabban, you know, Rabban asks from the Torah, I mean, the Torah Skon, which is a mock of the Ram, you see that the Torah Skon says it's only Basa. So Rabban says, is assuming that were it not for the Gzeres HaKosov, we would have said that it's like Gidim Vatsomas. Of course, Gidim Vatsomas, one could, Gid HaNosh is different than this example, because Gid HaNosh, the Chachif of Achmona, that is the Heftz of the Issa. Here, the nevela is the whole animal. So, I mean, you could have conceived of it. There would have been an Eastern nevela without that. So it's not so posher to say what Rabban says. One could have thought otherwise. All right. Now, the Rambam says in by Gid HaNosha, the Rambam says in Perk Ches of Machos Asus, Ha'ochel Gid HaNosha mi behemi v'chai ha'tmeim potel v'i she'enu noig b'kmeya el b'behemi she'kula muteres v'enu ke'oichel mishar gufa she'en ha'gidin b'chlal ha'bosa k'mo she'biyavnu. And therefore that's where the Rambam paskins that it's not noig by behemi t'meya. Nonetheless, in Halacha Vav, he says, "Ha'oichel gid anoshel nevela o shel tveifa o shel oila chayv shtayim mitoch nichla beisu shav gufa shayamuta nichla gam hagid venosiv alav isu acher." So the Rama paskins, the Shal Melech is this one. The Rama paskins that ain begidin benois and tam, right? But he says, but by what do you call it? By if you eat nevela, a gid of a behemet meya, or by nevela, he says yesh begin benois and tam, and therefore you like
yesh begin benois.
I mean, he says you like, excuse me, he says you like it not only for gid, but you also like it for nevela, right? So if the Ram holds begin benois and tam, why should be chayv twice? So to answer this theory in the Ram, so the Shama Melech says that by when you eat gid hanosha, so therefore it's called an achila, even since it's an achila gavi gid hanosha, it's also achila gavi nevela. But if it's stamped by tmeya, by behemet tmeya, since there's no isa gid hanosha, so there's no achshave, and ain begidin no sitam, and you wouldn't be chayiv. So Rabam says from this is Shama Melech's Teretz and Aram. This is a riot to what he says. You see, if the halacha by Gidim Vatzomis is that they're not bechlal bosa, they're not bechlal the Eastern Nevela, because the Torah only asked Psar Nevela, Mipsaram, so then this it's not included in the Eastern. It's not shaykh to say, you know, Achshavei. It's not, it's not possible. It's not an Eastern Vela. So Tzavai, you see that there is a Chalais Eastern Vela, just it's Shalok Adarach Achila. Now, so again, so this made in this issue, even according to Rabban, it should depend the way Rabban reads the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say Shalokei Chachila, and he has a raya from the Shama Melech, according to the Shama Melech's Teretz in the Rambam, and the Tosis that I cited in Psachim, the Chor, according to the Tosis, it's not including these at all, and should be Mutter. So I thought that there's another Rambam that's worth quoting, that's maybe Lishitaso, according to Rabban. The Rambam says famously, it's famous because Reb Chaim talks about it, in Perek Dav from Machos HaSuas, the Rambam says, Ha'ochel ov toa chayiv kol shu loikim shim ochel nevela. Ho v'ochlo kulo. So if you eat ov toa, right, so the Rambam says, Yachayv, I mean, you have this tiny thing, it's less than a kazayas. I know, maybe a hummingbird, I don't know if a hummingbird is considered a kosher bird, but we don't have a Messiah on it. Mm-hmm. What? Okay. Whatever it is. But anyhow, this tiny bird that you ate, the Bechayeha. And so the Rambam says that you're Chayev Altbiria, right? And the Rambam says you're Chayev Altbiria of Nevela. Rashi, which is a Gemara, but Rashi, and Mag Mishnah quoted Afanot, Rashi there in Chulin says that you're Chayev not for Biria of Nevela, but you're Chayev for what? For Eva Minachai. But Tosis in Chulin says that there is no Biria by Nevela, because Nevela is Psa Nevela. This is maybe Tosis Lishitoso in Chulin, right? But the Ram holds that by Nevela there's Nisa Biria. So I thought, why is it Nisa Biria? Because you see, based the way the Rabban learns the Rambam, the Issa is not just Psa Nevela. The Issa is the whole organism. Right, and the svara for that is because by nevela, what is the Issa nevela? Mesa. When the organism dies, it mesa, the mesa's chal on everything. So therefore, and that includes all the organs and all the atzomas and the gidim and so on. So therefore, the Rambam thinks that that nevela is in Issa Biria. Tosis Reb Chaim talks about this bechlal. How is shaykh? What shaykh? I mean, he ate the ov toha b'chayeha. How can it be an Eastern Nevela? Chayeha and Nevela are Tata de Sasri. So Chaim has Nukimta in the Sefer. Chaim says the Ram is Lishitoso, that the Rama holds that Nukuvus Haveshet, Trefin, the Simonim, according to the Ram, is a Nevela Michayim. So that's the case. The Ram's talking about there is Nukuvus Haveshet, and therefore it's Nevela and it's Michayim, right? And that's how you're eating it Michayim. But if you eat it Lacha Misa, so it's no longer birya, it's a different kind of birya, but it's not pekolshu. Just the Ram says that birya is that the atzomis amitztaref to the shir kezayis. So Chaim talks about the two halachas of birya, why that is. But this Rambam may be the core of understanding if the Ram indeed holds that it's only, as the Ram seems to say, the Ram says it's only pot because it's what? Shaloka derech achila, that's why the Rambam thinks you're, that's why the Ram thinks that the atzamas, including this nevela, because you see that the Ram, you see the gabi biria, the chiddush de Rambam, that it includes everything. First of all, that it's a biria that you chayiv b'kol shu, less than kazayis if it's b'chayeh, and lachim isasa, that it's also called the biria, a different kind of biria that the atzamas, the Rambam says, I'm a staff into the shir kazayis. Right, the Ram says, "V'im ochlo achas shemeis atchiyah bo kezayis, v'afav bish ein bekulo b'sa b'aso kezayis, hovi yesh bekulo kezayis chayv alav mishum nevela." So, if the atzomis had no shaychis to the Eastern nevela, which is not shaych to mimistav to the biria either, which is also a raya to Rabban. Rabban doesn't quote this Rambam, but these Rambams may be l'shitason. Now, as I said, Tosis and Chulin. That's the Tosis and Daf Tzadi Vav says that Nevela is not in Issa Biria, because in Nechlak Ein the definition of Nebiru is Nechlak and Shmo Olav. It doesn't apply to Nevela, and Nevela is not an Isabiria. So that's, again, I said that Rambam, the Rambam Tosis may be Lishit Hasan. So one thing I just wanted to be more about this Rambam is, according to the Rambam, that Nevela applies also to the Atzamas. So why is it the Atzamas are not Metama? And the Rambam says, it's Mishnah, the Atzamas are not Metama Tumas Nevela, if there's a Shem Nevela. So the answer to that is that the Rambam holds, the Rambam says in Ofas HaTumas, Perek Alef Halach Yudalet, Psa Nevela Shaya Soruch Miikoro, Ve'enu Roy Lemaichel Adam, Hareze Tor Shenema Lagera Asher B'Sharecha Tetnena Ve'ochla, Ash Tetchilas Ruya Lagera. So, and the Rambam's Mokas is more Choyrus. So you see that according to the Rambam, that for the Issur Tumah, you also need that should be Roy Lachila. But still a little bit of a Tzorachin, just in the Seder Rambam, because he brings the din, the Ein Tumas Nevela by Atzamas in Halacha Zayin, before he brings the din that Nevela has Saruach Yikoro, so offhand the Ram should have inverted the Seder, because if it's based on that Halacha, so one would have thought they would have inverted, but so it's a little of a Tzorachin. And if you look in the Rambam in Perish Mishnayos there, in Hovah Dead, he says, Shema ha'ika ha'godol shehu yisod le'elu hadinim nema betumas nevela hanogei benivloso va'ama besifo benivloso v'lo ba'or v'lo ba'atzomas v'lo begidim v'lo bekarnayim v'lo betlafayim ad shi yiga beboso atzma v'nema betumas oichlim mikol ha'ochel asher yochel kol ma shiroi la'achila kamo shi yisbabim kamo. So the Ram says that by Fatumas Nevela you need Psa Nevela, and therefore Atzamas are not included in the Nevela.
Only
Legabe Tuma. Right? So, but you see, I mean, so it means that the Din Tuma, he doesn't say this, he says, you know, because it's not Psa Nevela. But it may be based, still based on that original principle. Now, the question will be also going to Rav Aaron. I mean, it's not something again now, but let's say gelatin that they made from Atzamas, right? What would be the halacha? So Rav Aaron holds this also, right? What would be the halacha legabe Tumas Nevela? Would the Tumas Nevela now, would it be Tummy?
No. What?
Is Miyat also be Psalm for it's the exact same Pasuk. It's the same Miyat. So anyhow, it's a Tzorchin, I'm not sure. Now the Rambam says in Perek Dalet Halach Yud Zayin of Machalos Asuras, the famous Rambam, the Rambam says the Nevela and Trefa are Mitzdav, right? So Chatzizayis Nevela and Chatzizayis Trefa are Mitzdav, and if you eat it, even though they're shemesh nefradim, if you eat it, you're loika, right? So your loika, presumably, oh, so we have to see what you're loika for, but I'm not talking about the today. Do you need two asarot? Do you have to be master both? If you have to be master for the lav, do you have to be master for the lav of nevela and for trefa? But anyhow, it's mitzarev. So that's a shaila. So Reb Chaim said, this is Yedua from Reb Chaim, that trefa and nevela are mitzarefim because trefa is Tchilas Nevela, which means to say that the Chesaron of Trefa is, it's not just because it's one of the Yutches Trefas, it's a Zaita Ke'isa. But Trefa is, it's a Chesaron of the Heter Shechita. That the Shechita is not Matir, this animal, since it's Omid Lomos, so therefore the Shechita is not completely Chal, and the Shechita, and therefore it's Osa, right? So Chaim said, explaining this Rambam, that there's one Oisa for Trefa and Nevela, namely, namely, it's Eina Shkuta. So by Nevel, of course, it's not Shkuta at all, it's a Mesa. But Trefa also is, it's not a Zaitika, because it has one of the Yutchas Trefas. It's when you'll Shecht it that the Shkita can't be Mata. For Horvai, Biskurov quotes this in his Sefer, in the letters in the back. Nafkamina is that you see, if you Shecht the mother, and the mother is a trefa, right? In terms of ben pekua, that the vlad is also usa, unless you it'll have dine talit simon hukshur, but unless you shecht it on its own, like as its own simonim, but it's usa al trefa. Why is it usa? It's not a trefa. It doesn't have yudches trefas. So Biskarov quotes. You see from there that the trefa, that this is what. It's a chesaron in the hefter shechita. Since the shechita, the mother was deficient because it was a trefa, so the chalois hefter of kol shebehem tochelu of the mother will not relate to the vlad, and that's why the trav will be also unless you shecht it independently.
Behema bebehema is a din in the mother being not to the child bebehema.
So that's a shaila. Well, is it pshat that it's called a shechita in the mother? Right, is it a, or is it a separate halacha that is mutter? So that's what the Biskarov talks about, that shtickl taira. So so Chaim brought a Rambam. I don't have the Rambam in front of me, I meant to quote it, but the Rambam says in what? The Rambam says in Avos Atumas that if a goy shechts, so the Rambam sheet is that's nevela midiraisa. But it's an nevela midiraisa, but it's not mitame tumas nevela. So first of all, coming back to what I spoke about before, whether tumas nevela and isa achila are one and the same, from that Rambam you see that tumas nevela is not necessarily always linked to that tumas nevela is not always linked to the Isa Nevela, right? Because you have a case midiraisa, because the Rambam says that the Isa Nevela, that Isa Tumas Nevela by Akum Sheshachot is what? Is only Midrabanan. And the Rambam thinks it's a derivative of what? The Isa Avodah Zorah. This is the Rambam also, the Shitoso, in a different thing. The Rambam thinks that Goy Sheshachot is not because, like Tois says, because it's not a, you know, it's not a Bazvicha. The Ram has a separate pasuk for Kavel Chavachal to Mizich. The Goy is a separate Oysef Ishechts. Right? Nafkamina could be what if a Yid and a Goy Shechts together, if it's an Oysef, if it's just because it's not a Bazvicha, but you have the Yid Shech thing, right? So there are many rights about that issue. So, but this is one of them. So the Ram says that if a Goy Shechts, it's not Matami Tumas Nevel Midi Raisa, right? And therefore, if a person would touch and come into Mikdash, the Ram says, you have to bring a raya that he's chayiv, that he should be chayiv for tumas mikdash, because the Rambam thinks that it's misfari, he thinks it's right yiroi li, that it's only mitrabanan. You know, whenever there's yiroi li, there's a big sign, danger ahead. So the Rambam holds that you're not, that it's not talking to. The Ravid is not so enthusiastic about this Rambam. The Ravid says that's echad misfarosov lo sovis fura. This is the worst svara that the Rambam ever said. I just want to have one time on the right. The Ravid uses the exact same line. The Rambam says in Hilchot Shabbos, in Perichav Tet, by Kiddush, the Rambam says that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush in the morning, and the Ravid says you can, because he said the Rambam makes a mistake because he calls it, because it's called Kiddush Rabbi. He thought it's a really din of Kiddush. It's not a din of Kiddush. And the Ravid says also there, La'olam lo sovis fura p'chusim yomav. Unless these are equivalently bad. Anyhow, the Ravid wasn't so enthusiastic about this Rambam. But Reb Chaim said from this Rambam, this is the Rambam L'shita. So in other words, Akum Sheshachot is a chesaron in the Heter Shechita. And therefore, so the Rambam himself is bothered. I just left one thing out. The Rambam says, for Alti Tama, you know, how do you have such a thing? A Nevela that's not Metama. The Nevela is always Metama. So the Rambam says, Alti Tama, because you find such a thing, Trefa. So what is Trefa? Is Trefa. What does it have to do with Nevela? Trefa is never Metama. You see that the Rambam learned that Shechitas Akum is the Chesaron is because a Goy can't be Matir, right? That's the Xeris Akosov. So it's similar, it falls under the rubric of what? Of Trefa. So that's the Rambam Shitoso by what? Chatzis Ayis Treif and Chatzis Ayis Nevela Amatama. Right? This was Reb Chaim, you do in Reb Chaim's name. So I heard from the Rav, he said, this Shtukal Torah was Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Drasha. You won't remember anything else I said, but this you remember. This was Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Drasha. And I remember the Rav said, he said, and I know he prepared this Drasha on his own. No one helped him. And he says, you know how I know no one helped him? You know, maybe basically, there was no one who could have helped him. It was so typically Reb Chaim, you know, no one could have written it, only Reb Chaim. So this is Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Drasha. Okay, so this is what I wanted to be more of, just with this Hakdama. Coming back to Rav Aaron Stickel. Now, as relates to Trefa, that's a Dover Poshut, that the Issa Trefa, L'chayra, one would think the Issa Trefa is only what? Is only the Bosa. So the Issa is only what relates to the Bosa. So the Atzamas of Trefa are not included the Chlal in the Issa. So, I mean, it could be an Afgamina for this. I don't know, Rabban doesn't talk about it. But if you would have, a Trefa, you have a kosher Shechita, you only have 30% kosher, so the other 70%, which are Trefa, let's assume, could you make gelatin out of that? Because the Rambam's talking about Nevela, not by Trefa.
I mean, if they go ahead and take all the...
If they take all the Sirchus and everything, they're left with the
other... Shastem.
Right? So it's only an Issa Trefa. So L'chore, that should be Mutta. So, but then the question I wanted to ask is this, though. According to Chaim Shtickel Torah, I mean, if Trefa and Nevela are Mitztavim... What? You see, Trefa is the definition of Nevela is Mesa, and I'll prove it to you. Because the Ram says, Bosa Parish Menachai is what? Is also, and the Ram says it's also Alts Trefa. Others say it's also Alts Eva Menachai. But the Ram's opinion is that it's Trefa. There's a steer in the Ram, by the way, the Shagasari is bothered by this. The Rambam says, in Hilchis Malachim, that a goy is muzah on bosa benoiches chayv and bosa apoyish menachai, but the Ram says the bosa apoyish menachai is treifa, not even menachai. So why is a goy muzah on that? Right. So I'll just tell you a story, not related to this, but I heard this from the Rav. I mean, related to this exactly, but the Rav told a story that the Shagas Aryeh, there was once. Have you ever been with us here? No, but here. The Shagas Aryeh was once. It was a very wintry night. There was snow, wherever it was, in Russia or someplace, or in Poland, and the Shagas Aryeh stopped in the house of Reb Yosef Sapanova, who was, I think, the brother-in-law or the mechutin of the Baal Shem Tov, but he was Chassidish, obviously, right? And the Shagas Aryeh was a very adamant misnagid. So, but anyhow, he was stuck in the snow. That's where he stayed. So Yosef Satanova, he was the Rav of that shtetl. So the Rav Yosef Satanova asked him, this is the story that the Rav said, this is the Kabbalah we have in the family. He asked him this stira in the Rambam. The Rambam says it's Trefa, and still he says, Benoich is Chayiv. And the Shagas Aryeh supposedly didn't have an answer for him. So the Shoyal Umeshiv has the Yosef Satanova has a sefer, forgot what it's called, and there's a Hakdama from the Shoyal Umeshiv, and the Shoyal Umeshiv says in the Hakdama, he says, I forgot the exact pasuk by Bnei Yehoshua ben Yehoi by the Giborim, says for who hikas ha'ariha chai b'yom ha'shelig, what is that pasuk?
Shikari b'sar chabor b'yom.
B'sar chabor b'yom, right? Right, so one brach is right. We don't know it from the pasuk Shmuel. So no one knows what that means. So the Rav said that the Kabbalah they had in the family was that who he kis ha'riha chai, the ha'riha chai is the Shagas Aryeh, yom ha'sheleg, that night then we were talking that, because he didn't have a teretz on that, anyhow. So now the second thing you remember, that story, and that's some kinds of my mitzvah trasha. So, so just a raya to this, you see that by Nevet, it's going to bring a raya, that the locha, a coin, that by Trefa, the mashal, what would be the halacha? Let's say you had a bird that was a Trefa, right? Not a Nevela Mikhaim, a bird that was Trefa, and you ate it chai. Would the Rambam hold that there's an Issa Beria, right? Like he says by Nevela. So it could be not, because Beria is only as relates to Vela, because as I said before, Nevela definition is Misa. But anyhow, it relates to the entire corpus, as that's why Rabban says in the Rambam, that it relates to the Atzamas. Maybe that's not the locha by Trefa. And I want to bring you a raya. This I heard from the Rav. The Rambam says, we know that Bosha Kotchim, Shiyotzu Chutzl Mil Chitzosan, the Issa Yotzu, the Rambam says, Yechayiv for what? Yechai for Yotze, right? The Issa Yotze. But the Ram says that by Trefa, by Chotz Mechutzos, it's an Issa Trefa. But the Ram, that's been doing from the Lashon Ram that's only Bosa Kachim Shiyotze Chutz Mechutzos. But let's say Menachas that are Yotze, that Pasul has Yotze, but there's no Issa Trefa. Because the Ram's Lashon is, in Pekir Alf, Mechmaster Kabonis Halachavav, Psa Kachim Kachim Shiyotze Chutz Lechomis Hazorah, or bosa kachim kalm shiyotze chutz l'chomas Yerushalayim nifsel v'nesa la'olam v'af v'shechaz l'makoma osa la'ochla v'ochim en kizayis loka shenema or bosa b'sada trefa lo sochelu kema shiyotze b'sa bosa chutz m'chitzos and nasa k'trefa k'moshe b'yan v'hilchus machalos asuris. So the Ram emphasizes over and over again that's only psar kachim shiyotze. Then the Ram says later on that menachas and sada yotze the apostle is yotze, but it's not also it's bosa. So you see that the Issa, because the Issa Trefa has to relate to what?
I mean, it should be different. It says Ubosar Basoda Trefa.
What?
It says Ubosar Basoda Trefa.
The Pasuk, that's what the Pasuk says.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm just saying, it's not just the Pasuk, it's a Rambam. That's my point. No, because it says Bosar, because it says Bosar by Nevela also, right? So about, you know, the Pasuk Tois Karnim is that the East Nevel is only Bosa, but the Ram says, so therefore it's a special reason, right? And the Taki has a Vay for the Shama Melech Teretz in the Ram. I'm just emphasizing that by what do you call it? By Trefa, it's an Issa Bosa, as the Bosa saw the Trefa, right? And you see it from the Ram by the Issa Yotze, by Bosa, right? So it could be that by Birya you wouldn't be Chayiv, right? So then if the coming back, Halach Lamaisa, it could be, therefore, that the, what do you, the,
at some point, you like it by a mincha sheyotze chutzlum chitzasa.
It's not nisa, but it's not nisa treif.
But what is the answer?
So it's a nisa yotze.
So why isn't there a nisa yotze here?
It is yotze, but it's also, I don't know for yotze if there's malchus, maybe there is. But here there's, I guess nisa yotze, what, losucha lecha b'shavecha, I don't know where the lav comes from.
So look at the beginning of the third parak in Malchus, that's where it says, by yotze, by mincha.
No.
So the answer is chutz mechitzasa. That's also called. No, it's a hayara. I don't know. All right. So you know, I just met Rabbi Shimon Ida told me once, you know, he started his whole company, Coltech, which we certify. What motivated him to get into this business? I'm sure at certain stages in his career, he was asking himself that same question. And what motivated him was this. Because till Rabban's time, everybody relied on Chaim Oyser's Heta. That was generally Mekubal. Rabban was the Oyser.
Oh. There was a voice that screamed vehemently.
Who was that?
Reb Chaim Moses, main.
Blazer Silver. Right. Sure. Excuse me. I should say, as a matter of fact.
Didn't I once give you a letter from Blazer Silver?
Right. If you look, Machon Yerushalayim put out a Sefer HaYovel when Blazer Silver was Nifta, and they have his Kuntres on gelatin. And all of that is there. Like, Blazer Silver was an oyster. But, as a matter of fact, Rabbi Lau told me, interesting, he said that when the Rabbanut gave on gelatin, they used to get, it was produced in Belgium, and they would send, it was from regular animals, you know, in the Velas, but they would make sure that the atzomas were completely dried up. He said they wanted to make sure that they liacheskels atzomas. You know, the Atzmas Ayuvashim, and they would send a mashkiach to Belgium to check. That was, so it shouldn't include any of the meat or whatever it is, or the edible part of the animal. But according to Rabban, that it didn't tell Biki who's there. But anyhow, that's what they did. So what Rabbi Shimon Ida told me was that what motivated him is because when Bartons wanted to make this first production of marshmallows, he was part, Rabban put together a crew of his Talmidim from Lakewood, and he was part, one of the that group of Mashkichim initially that made the production of the gelatin. And I don't know if you ever remember, he had this coffee canister that he put in you know, the original production he had of the a can of the original gelatin, like the Tzitzenes Haman, and that's what motivated him. But so we actually had a question that was asked just yesterday. There was a consumer that called about Trader Joe's makes a chocolate with a marshmallow, and it said OUD on it.
Right,
so, are you? You
he
got
asked me this today.
Oh.
And so, it says beef gelatin.
And it says beef gelatin on it. So, you know, my initial reaction is it's a mistake. But we drill down. In fact, this is David Holzer has that company. What's it called?
FIT.
FIT that, you know, that that makes...
Fish gelatin.
That makes also... Beef he gelatin. Gets the beef gelatin. He's the distributor for the productions that we're making in South America also. So it was, in fact, a kosher beef gelatin. So then the guy said, but if it's beef, how does beef go with dairy? So that we know that the motion is Chuvas says that gelatin, since it has no teva, it's like napanad, has it's pav. And Reb Aaron, in the next Chuva, in the Mishnah Surama, after this, that he says, it's a Chuva to Rabbi Cormier, he says that he thinks that the gelatin is osa, for the reasons that I've, you know, just laid out. But he says that it's pav. So... I had this with Rabbi Heinemann. Rabbi Heinemann was giving, I forgot who it was, such a hard time about this. He kept saying that he heard from Aaron that the gelatin, the one who was, you know, whatever it was tumbling about it, giving Shimonides so much heartache in Eretz Yisrael. It's, you know, it's true, it's kosher, but it's fleishiks. I said, Apesha Osa, who Apesha Hitta. Rabbi Aaron was the one that said it's mutter. It's Asa, and he's the one that said it's Pav. And Rabbi Heinemann kept quoting it in the name of Rabbi Aaron. I said, listen, I never saw Rabbi Aaron in my life, but I know there are two tshuvas, one next to each other. In the Mishnah Zam, it's not hard to know, and he writes the whole malachic to explain why he thinks it's Pav.
Oh, he's so frido, he's right. Over there right now.
So, anyhow, again, as I said, today is the Yotze from my father, so I marked this in his memory. Maybe I could say a kaddish.
Sure.
Okay. Iskadel, Iskadel, Shmei Rabo.